I trust and hope that those who are here and those who are listening will forgive me for temporarily abandoning our previous discussion topic of mikvah and psul zochelin, and for just a timely discussion this afternoon, talking about what I think is a fairly well-known segula that people have the practice of reciting the Parshas Haman, the psukim from this coming week's parasha dealing with the story of the man in Perek Tes Zayin, specifically on the Tuesday preceding Parshas Beshalach, as a segula for Parnassa. Now, my general approach to segula, and I'm not one who is qualified to offer any expert opinion on the matter, but I often ask myself, first and foremost, how rooted in earlier sources is any particular segula? Because you can find entire books written, devoted exclusively to the topic of segulos that span the gamut of assisting one in attaining a various array of objectives. And the first question I'd like to ask is always, how rooted in Masorah and tradition is a particular segula? How early can we trace back Makoros that highlight a particular segula? And if it's of a more recent nature, what are the first Makoros that speak of it? Where did it come from? Who started it? When? And also try and understand what the basis for a segula is. Some segulos will strike one as being quite reasonable, understandable. Others might leave you somewhat puzzled or bewildered. Why does that have any relation to this? And so with that hakdama, I was curious to see what the basis for the segula of the recital of Parshas Haman might be. Now, when speaking about segulos for Parnassa, one looks in Sefer Segulos Yisrael. That's a book, as I referred to a moment ago, one of the many that is exclusively devoted to collecting a whole array of segulos. This one written by Avshabsi Lifshitz, published in 1905 in Munkach. Under the letter Pei, he offers you a number of options of segulos for Parnassa. And I'll mention what I think is most of what he suggests. He writes, a Parnassa segula is to recite in Motzai Shabbos Mairiv the V'yitin Lecha on a regular basis. That's the long series of paragraphs that many head for the doors when they hear the Chazan calling out V'yitin Lecha. Unfortunately, it seems to be a lost opportunity. It's a minhag that's cited in Rishonim to say V'yitin Lecha, and it's apparently associated as a segula with Parnassa. Now, where that association first came up, I can't tell you at the moment, but that's one segula mentioned. Say V'yitin Lecha weekly, Matzei Shabbos and Ma'ariv. Another segula he mentions for Parnassa, eat Malav HaMalka weekly. That we know, that's a element of covered Shabbos to escort the Shabbos HaMalka out of one's home. And it's apparently, at least in Segulas Yisrael, associated also as a segula for Parnassa. He says, save the Pasuk Poseach Es Yodecha in Ashrei, every day with Kavana. Daven with a minion daily, that he quotes from the Mor of HaShemesh in Parshas Mishpatim. Say Parshas HaKetores daily with Kavana. Don't speak Devarim B'Teilim and Leitzanus. These are just some of the segulas he quotes for Parnassa. Now, if you were to ask me, are those as popular as the segula of saying Parshas Haman on Tuesday of Parshas Beshalach? I haven't heard them spoken of with the same degree of frequency as I've heard the one of Parshas Haman. Perhaps because V'yitin Lecha is a weekly activity that takes time, takes kavana. Malav HaMalka is a weekly effort, Matzei Shabbos. Poseach Es Yodecha, kavana, daily. Minyan, every day. Those are a little bit more challenging. The once a year for about a few minutes on one Tuesday of Parshas Beshalach is a far less time-consuming segula. Maybe that's why it has comparatively become popular. I don't know. It's just a hypothesis. But just to add a few more segulas from Sefer Segulos Yisrael, say Birchas HaMazon out loud with Simcha and Kavana. That's from the Chidah. Also a segula for Parnassa. So certainly one who is looking for segulas for Parnassa, there is a whole array of various options. And as I mentioned, Certainly, saying Vitzin Lecha, Malav Malka weekly, Pasech Sidecha with Kavana, Tfilah Betzibra daily, Birchas Amazon out loud, Besimcha, Bekavana. These are all very, very appropriate objectives to strive to attain on a regular basis. But what then is the basis for the skula at hand? Of interest, if one looks in the Shulchan Aruch, one finds Tov Lomar Parsha Saman. It's appropriate, it's recommended to say Parsha Saman daily, says the Shulchan Aruch. That in turn is found even earlier in the Torah, and the Beis Yosef, in his commentary on the Torah, writes that, and this is echoed by the Taz in his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, that one should say Parsha Saman daily in order to strengthen one's emuna that all of his mizonos, all of his food, is a result of hashkacha, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's oversight. So the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, both write, it's appropriate to say Parsha Saman daily in order to strengthen, the Beis Yosef and Taz explain, the emuna that one's mizonos come b'hashkacha. Okay, so that's obviously a important emuna to reiterate and strengthen on a regular basis. But where does that association as segula to parnasa come up? So the Prisha, in his commentary on the Torah in Siman Aleph, quotes his Rebbe the Maharshal, and this in turn is quoted as well by the Prima Gadim. And not just the Prima Gadim, but it's actually found also in the Tashbetz Katan, one of the Talmidim of Marami Rottenberg. And all three of these sources, Prima Gadim, the Prisha, the Tashbetz, cite a Yerushalmi. In the Prima Gadim, it says Yerushalmi in Brachos. That whoever says Parshas Haman, but catch the next two words, Bechol Yom, every day. Not one Tuesday a year, but Parshas Haman every day. Whoever says Parshas Haman every day, Muftachu Shelo Yisma'atu Mizonosav, guaranteed that his mizonos will not be diminished. The Tashbetz Katan, the Talmud, the Maram adds, Va'ani Orev, I can attest to that, he writes. So he's quoting Yerushalmi, that speaks of Parsha Saman B'chol Yom as being a guarantee, Shelo Yisma'atu Mizonosav. Now the trouble here is that, although the Tashbetz Katan writes this in Prima Gadim and the Prisha, but as noted in the Hagos on the Tur Machon Yerushalayim, citing Abruchim Fishel Perlau, a huge gaon, he's not aware of any such Yerushalmi that says this. Now, I can't confirm or deny, I don't have that knowledge of the Yerushalmi, but if Perlau apparently was wondering where the source for this Yerushalmi is, he's not aware of any such Yerushalmi. Okay, but it's a Tashbetz Katan, a Prima Gadim, and a Prisha according to Maharshal, that there is apparently a chazal that says that one who says Parsha Saman b'chol yom, every day, is muftach shlo yisma'atu mezonosav. Rabbeinu Bechai, this week's Parsha, Parshas Beshalach, also writes, Kabbalah b'yad chachamim, he says. Misora, kol ha'omer Parsha Saman b'chol yom, muftach lo shlo yavo la'olam lidei chisar mezonos. So we have Mekoros in Rishonim, Tashbetz Katan, the Rabbeinu Bechai, that there is this Misora b'yad chachamim, as Rabbeinu Bechai says it, that one who says Parsha Saman every day is guaranteed that he won't be lacking in mizonos. The Mishnah Berurah writes what is most critical. Mishnah Berurah Siman Aleph says, Ein dai ba'amira. It's not just the magical saying of the words that makes the difference. Rather, yisbonin mashu omer. Think about what you're saying. The purpose of the Parsha Saman recital is to really strengthen one's emuna, says Mishnah Berurah, that all of one's mizonos are a result of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha pratis. When the pasuk says, Mishnah Berurah writes, Hamar belo he'edif, one who increased did not come away with more. Hamamit lo hechzer, one who took less did not come away with less. It's because one's hishtadlus in excess of what is required of him will not change what a Kadosh Baruch Hu has in store for that individual's mizonos for the course of the year. Now, just to add very quickly in the last remaining minutes or so, Rav Chaim Kanievsky was asked about the practice of saying Parsha Saman B'chol Yom, as the Shulchan Aruch recommends Tov L'Omra B'chol Yom. And they have in mind, he was asked to say L'Shem Segula L'Parnasa. So Chaim Kanievsky answered that nowadays, this is no longer the practice. Hayom ain osin. So Chaim Kanievsky felt that the Kabbalah we quoted from the Ben Abachaya and others, that reading Parsha Saman B'chol Yom is school for Panasa. So Chaim apparently felt that Hayom ain osin is what they quote from him in Sefer Segulos Rabboseinu. To conclude, the practice of saying it Tuesday of Parshas Beshalach, and again, I'm not expert in Sifrei Chassidus, so I can't tell you where else it might be found or where else it is addressed, but it's cited in Sefer Segulos Rabboseinu from the Sefer Yalkut Menachem in the name of Rav Menachem Mendel of Rimenov, who apparently said, Segula Nifla for Panasa to say on the Tuesday of Parshas Beshalach, Parshas Haman, with Shnai Mikra ve'Echad Targum. That's the source, the one source that I came across that the Tuesday of this week is significant. Rav Menachem Mendel Rimenov, recent centuries. But the traditional Makaros that speak of in the Rishonim, again, an unknown Yerushalmi apparently, that there is a segula that associates recital of Parsha Saman with Parnasa, that's to say Parsha Saman every single day. And even that, as Mishnah Berurah explains, the Iker is to say it, not just to say it, to think about it, and as a result, to strengthen one's emuna that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the sole provider of each and every one's parnasa, and that although we're required to do ishtadlus, but to never forget that the ishtadlus is a gzeira that was passed against us. But ultimately, it comes down to one's bitachon that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who provides us with our parnasa.